agents of change.
In the early 1940s, in the middle of a war-torn Europe, life for most civilians had to go on. For Sophie Scholl, a 21-year-old German student, it was an ordinary day at the Munich University. Sitting in a lecture hall, she suddenly noticed a paper under her desk. Curious to see what it was, she picked it up and started reading. Who among us has any conception of the dimensions of shame that will befall us and our children when one day the veil has fallen from our eyes, and the most horrible crimes, crimes that outdistance every human measure, reach the light of day? She knew that she was looking at a piece of anti-Nazi resistance, and she also knew very well that failing to report this find would be considered a crime against the regime. Yet, holding the message in her hand, she didn't quite know how to react. As a child, Sophie had been a member of the girls' branch of the Hitler Youth, and everything she learned in school was steeped in Nazi propaganda. But after her father was arrested for calling Hitler the scourge of humanity, she started becoming skeptical. That's why she was torn when she saw the message. And still not quite knowing what to do, she turned to her brother Hans, a medical student at the same university, for advice. However, he wasn't in his apartment, and she decided to wait for him. To pass time, she started reading a book she found on his desk. Turning the pages, she soon discovered the exact words that she had just read in the leaflet. When Hans returned, Sophie confronted him and found out that her brother had also been questioning the Nazi regime. She also found out that he was a part of an anonymous resistance campaign, and Sophie demanded they let her join them. Over the course of the next 7 months, Sophie has proven to be a valuable member of the group, White Rose. She purchased an illegal typewriter and helped prepare the pamphlet that was urging others to find ways to resist the regime. Another message appeared soon after that, and then another, and another. The group even traveled by train to distribute the leaflets all over Germany to create the impression that the White Rose was a white network and that the German public was behind them. As a woman, Sophie played an important role in the distribution because she was less likely to be stopped by the SS. However, when distributing the sixth pamphlet at their university, a janitor spotted Sophie and Hans and reported them to the authorities. They were arrested shortly after. At the trial, the judge went on and on about how the White Rose was weakening Germany in time of need, not allowing the defendants to speak at all. Only one voice dared to interrupt the judge, Sophie.
Was wir sagten und schrieben, denken ja so viele. Nur wagen sie nicht, es auszusprechen.
What we said and wrote is what many people are thinking. They just don't dare say it out loud. Later, the judge sentenced her, along with her brother and another member of the White Rose, to death. Within hours, they were standing on the execution site. While their deaths were kept relatively quiet in Germany, they received a lot of attention abroad as one of the first rebellions against the Nazi regime that originated from inside of the country. And even with decades passing, their story still serves as a reminder for us. A reminder to not be silent and to act according to our beliefs, even if it means a great sacrifice. This is Clara from Slovenia for the Agents of Change podcast. For the world goes to where we take it.